Well,
hello, good evening. Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Can I speak with Stephen Hardiman, please?
This is him.
Okay, sir. Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you are, you know, voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I will vote.
Okay. All right, and then thinking about past elections in Kern County for local office, like county board of supervisors, do you always vote, but most of the time, only vote, you know, some of the time, or do you not vote on those races?
I mostly vote. Every time I get a voting thing, I vote.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you think the things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
They're doing good. Better than what fucking Gavin Newsom's doing.
Okay. All right, sir, and now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I like to rate your favorite.
I don't know people's names very well. I really don't. And stuff. When it comes to people's names and stuff, I'm not going to remember them. I remember.
Okay, that's fine. If you don't remember or if you don't know them, that's fine. You can tell me. Never, no opinion or never heard of them, okay? Okay, but you can give me, if you know them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and or very unfavorable, okay? If you have no opinion, never heard of that person, you can say that as well. Okay, the first one would be Kim Salas.
Say it again.
Kim Salas?
I've heard the name, but I'm not real familiar and everything.
So be no opinion or never heard?
I've heard of him. I can't think of him right off the top of my head, what he does or anything like that.
Okay, but would you like, so neutral, no opinion?
Neutral.
Or, okay. All right, sir, what about Kamala Harris?
Oh, I hate that bitch.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Well, I said I hate that bitch, so very unfavorable. I hate her. I don't like her.
Okay. Leticia Perez.
Don't know the name.
Don't know the name. Okay. Gavin Newsom.
Oh, fuck that piece of shit. I hate him.
Okay, so very unfavorable. Okay, Donald Trump.
Love him.
Okay, very favorable. All right, thank you, sir. All right, and then would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent or good She's the county supervisor.
Okay, so I don't really know all these people. And stuff. You put real famous people out there. Yes, I kind of know.
Okay,
if you came down, you said it was for Kern County, huh?
So you don't know her. You don't know what she's doing, right? Or she's doing
a
good job.
No, sir. I'm neutral on her, okay? How about
that?
And
overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone...
I would have to read up on her to find out.
Okay.
I'll
all right, sir. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris?
Donald Trump.
All right, sir. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Kim Salas? Or Leticia Perez?
I don't know. I'd have to read up on them to see who they are.
All right, sir. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean, you know, towards at this time? Would that be Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, or Leticia Perez, County Supervisor?
And I just said that a second ago. I don't know. I would have to read up on them.
No problem, sir. Okay, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote, you know, for your county supervisor. Would that be climate change, county taxes, jobs in the economy, housing costs, roads and traffic, homelessness, or crime?
That's a big list. You only get to pick one?
Yes, sir. Just one to be the most important one, you know, to for the, you know, county supervisor to work on.
Well, there is no climate change because the climate changes every day. And that's just a false narrative by the media and the government and the world. So I would think taxes. County taxes. I think they're a little too high.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
And they don't do nothing for the county.
Okay, now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. Please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. Okay, Salas says her top priority is to fight crime and making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas? For county
somewhat.
Okay. All right. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repairs, and park and recreation. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not convincing.
Now, is it for the county or the city limits?
This is for the county.
For the county, because they don't do anything for the county. Our county roads suck. The city roads are good, but the county roads suck. So we need work on the county.
So be very convincing or somewhat convincing, little convincing or not convincing?
I somewhat convincing because they're not doing anything for the county. They do everything in the city.
Okay, Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. He wants better mental health, healthcare and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improving job training programs. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Very little convincing because, you know, they ain't doing nothing. I'm sitting here watching the guy that shouldn't even be right here and stuff.
Okay, streets and roads in Kern County are in best shape. Salas will work to make sure that, you know, potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing. Because he's been elected for a while.
Okay. All right, Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop drug use before it starts. Very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not convincing in your opinion?
A little convincing unless he goes down to the border and closes it.
Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir, after hearing more information if the election for Kern County supervisor were held today and the candidates were Kim Salas, Assemblymaker, District Director, and Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, for whom would you vote? Would that be Kim Salas or Leticia Perez?
Neutral, because I don't know the lady's name. I don't know her very much, so I'd have to read up on her, like I said a little bit ago.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today, okay, and you had to decide right now into which candidate.
Then I
would
put my own name in there.
Okay, so be the same, undecided, right?
Yes.
All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you a few statements about the other, you know, about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether the statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. As a county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California. Would you say that gives you very serious doubts, minor or no real doubts about supporting her?
So she cut police funding?
Yes.
Oh, well, she... Yeah, nobody should cut police... I already don't like her. Yeah.
Very serious doubts or serious doubts?
That because she cut police, bad things happened?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The question here is, The question
God, how many questions do you have, sir? How many questions do you have? Because I just pulled into a store to go shopping.
I'm going to read you that statement.
I don't like her, so I don't like her. I don't like her, so I just already I don't like her now.
Very serious doubts, very serious doubts, or just some, you know, just serious doubts, regular.
That it caused it?
No, that gives you serious doubts about, you know, supporting her for, you know, or voting for her.
Very serious doubt.
Okay, there you go. Okay, Perez has done, you know, has not showed up for work in her last two terms. She missed more board meetings than all the supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts about supporting her.
Very serious.
Okay. All right. And last one said Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a, you know, county supervisor. She paid $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Without giving you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no doubts about supporting her.
Wow. Serious doubt, because you know what? People like that, they get off of whatever, and like if it was me or you, then we go to jail, right?
All right. All right, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose only, and we're done with the survey, okay? Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
American.
But if you could give me one of those choices, I have Democrat.
See, that's what's wrong is right there and stuff is because I have to vote Republican because it doesn't put what I want on there. When you vote Republican, it puts the Democrats and the Republicans on there. When you vote Democrat, it's all Democrat. It doesn't have anything for the Republicans. I used to vote independent, and it gave me everything for a Democrat, but not for the Republican side. I vote both sides of the fence. And everything.
I'm registered as a
Republican, which I just tell everybody I'm just an American.
Okay, but like right here, I have to put something. So you are
Republican.
Republican. All right, sir. And would you call yourself a strong Republican, not a very strong Republican?
I'm just an American, sir. I just want my country to be free. I want my guns.
All right, sir. And
I want my rights to vote.
Terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative, sir?
I don't know on that one. Some people say I'm liberal or libertarian or whatever because I think that I just don't know. I have no idea on that.
All right. No problem, sir. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a high school diploma and military service.
Some college, including community college, 2 years degree, coursework?
College through the military for my A school.
Okay. All right, sir. What year were you born?
1970.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir. And are you anyone on the household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No Hispanic. Okay, and then do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
I'm just an American.
Okay, so you don't consider yourself to be white or African-American or black?
See, that's the thing. I'm white, okay? But maybe I'm part Russian, I'm part German, I'm part English, I'm part Scotch.
Exactly,
part,
but, you know... Okay.
You know.
But that's, you know, how they do it in America, right? They do it, they go, you know, Caucasian or white or, you know,
even if you come
from another country.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, all the black people live here, they're not Africans. They're black Americans. They're not Africans.
But they African descent, you know what I'm saying?
That's no, they're not. Not all black people come from Africa.
Okay. All right, sir. And finally, strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
My name is Steven.
All right, Steven, this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation on this survey, okay? You have a great day.
You're welcome, sir.
Appreciate your help.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Bye. How about?